How many servants who cannot give hidayat to whom you wish? Allah gives hidayat to whom Allah wishes. So hidayat is not in your hand, is not in my hand, it is in Allah's hands. But our job is to make up our minds that we want this hidayat, and we are going to go on to this hidayat. We can lift our hands and make dua for this hidayat. Allah will accept our duas. We have to make efforts, we have to make dedications, we have to walk on this path. Then hidayat will come our way, otherwise forget it. Now are you people ready for the hidayat? Are you ready to become bayah? Are you ready to become to begin the zikr of Allah? Come, my dear respected friends. You're only doing your own self a good. Why bayah? My dear respected friends, you want the doctor, you want to become a doctor. Do you go to a bookshop? Do you go to a library? Get all medical books, start reading. And say, me, I'm a doctor. Put up a board outside. Doctor so and so. Professor in this and this. You think you are going to be able to cure patients? You will be sending them more to the cemetery than you are going to send them anywhere else. Likewise, every knowledge needs a teacher. Needs what? A teacher to teach you and to guide you. Likewise is the game of tasawwuf, which is known as tariqat. What is tariqat? Tariqat is a road. Road to where? From you and Allah. You need to go on that road. You need a teacher to teach you how to get there. You cannot do it on your own. And the teacher is your sheikh. You become bayah. You do the ma'amuls he show you. You make the zikr of Allah that will be shown to you. And I take the oath, Wallahi al-Azim, give it a year or two and do it punctually. Your lives will change. Now are you still going to be like the kuffar from Nuh alayhi salam till Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Inna wajadna aba'ana, that we have found our forefathers doing it so. We find our friends doing it so. We find our families doing it so. People are saying like this, and people are saying like that, and people are saying like that. We don't want to. Allah's name is great. Allah's name is great. Allah's name is great. Allah has Himself said in the Quran Kareem, Wala zikrullahi akbar, and Allah's name is the greatest. Come, my judges, do you believe in Allah's name to be the greatest? Give judgment, my dear respected friends. Don't be judged by name. Be judged by action also. There was a Hindu who had great problems. And he wanted his problem to be sorted out. The entire day, he started taking the name of his idol and asking the idol to remove his problem. Carried on the whole day. In the evening he got so tired, no problem of his was solved. When he was going to lie down, by mistake, by what? By mistake, he took the name of Allah, Ya Samadu, and he fell asleep. The mercy of Allah rained upon him. He got hidayat because of that. The angels asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh our Lord, we don't understand. This man had been worshipping the idol the entire day. He only took your name, Ya Samadu, twice, and you sent mercy and gave hidayat to him. Now while we are on this juncture, let us learn something also. The meaning of Ya Samadu is from amongst the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads the 99 names of Allah will enter the gardens of paradise. Now we are so busy, my dear respected friends, with all our worldly affairs and all our hidden agendas, we don't get time to read the 99 names. You will find nobody more merciful and caring than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made that after your farz namaz, it is a sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read Tasbih Fatimi. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown us also a beautiful method. Instead of reading 33, 33, 34, the 34 which is also in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but is from Inna wajadna aba'ana. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read 33, 33, 33, and the 101, you read the fourth kalima. Allah will forgive your sins by doing this method according to the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But our business are waiting for us after namaz. Our friends are waiting. Our wives are dying. There's somebody murdering or raping her that we have to just, you know, salam. Wa'akhidawana, pew, gone with us. We cannot worry for our souls. We cannot worry for our deeds. We cannot worry for our actions. We cannot worry of the love of Allah. We cannot respect the dignity of staying in the house of Allah. Speed limit is 120 in South Africa. These people move out of the masjid 240. Future better get cops there to give tickets outside the masjid. Those that are flying, just ticket them, please. My dear respected friends, like I mentioned in the beginning, no intention, no reward. With a sincere intention, make a molehill into a mountain in good deeds. Before you read your Tasbih Fatimi, from amongst the many intentions, make one intention that, oh Allah, with the Tasbih Fatimi, I'm making intention of Asma Husna. So you're reading 33, 33, 33, 99 names of Allah. You will get the sawab of reading Asma Husna. Without reading Asma Husna, just intention and reading the three. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. How long did it take you? Under 15 seconds. But you are depriving your soul because of the Inna Wazadna Aba Ana. Lay in your graves, die, nobody worries. Worry about yourself, my dear respected friends. What preparation have you made for the grave? What preparation have you made for the day of Akhirah? Now we become bayat. We have to do a lot of things. We may become bayat, we got no benefit. What are we going to get out of it? This bayat, we don't know nothing about it. My dear respected friends, You only know the taste of the pudding if you eat it. If you don't eat it, you don't know the taste. Jump into the pool. Take the bayat and see if your lives change or not. Make the zikr of Allah and see if your lives change. Come judges. What does your heart give you the verdict? Should you make the zikr of Allah or not? Should you become bayat or not? If your hearts are still denying it and still finding faults, still having questions in it, remember, my dear respected friends, that the Bani Israel, the Jews, were the most loved nation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have read in a kitab with no authority that the first language was Hebrew. Adam alayhi salam spoke Hebrew. So much Allah loved the Jews. But why did the love of Allah go away from the Jews? Because they had love for the material world. And they had too many questions. In everything objection. In everything they don't want to accept. Everything is my way or the highway. So much so that when they did not have food, Allah sent food from the heaven, man and salwa. That also they had objection to. Why like this? Why like that? Why like that? Please take the why out. If you are going to continue with the why, you're not going to get anywhere. You got to have faith, you got to have trust, and you got to have belief. If you don't have these three things, I openly tell you, don't become bayat, don't make zikr. It's not going to help you. It's a useless exercise you are doing. Have faith in it. If I do it, I'll be successful. If I don't do it, I'll be ruined. Okay, let's go back to the poor Hindu man. He must be still worshipping his idol, worrying there about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the angels that this man the whole day cried to his angels who could benefit him in no way to fulfill his needs and remove his difficulties. This man, that Samadu, which is from amongst the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means independent. Allah is independent. Now who wants to become independent? I only give you a remedy, you put your hands up, then I know how much of you want to become independent. No good, only three people. Forget it, I'm not going to tell you. When everybody wants it, I tell you. When nobody wants it, I don't tell you. There's a remedy to get, with the blessed name of Allah, how to get independent from the world. Stay without because you're not interested. You did me no favor. You lost on your own by not putting your hand up. Right, now we go back to the Hindu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the man mistakenly took my name, put my trust in me, and if I should not accept his appeal, what was I better than the stone gods of his? His stone gods did not listen to him, but I'm Samadu, I have listened to him. So you taking the name of Allah, Allah will hear. It won't go wasted. Come, my dear respected friends, we are stuck like magnets to this dunya. Remember the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, related by Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who loves this world does harm to his akhirah. What? He who loves this world does harm to his akhirah. So do you want to do harm to your akhirah? Bring love of yourself. Bring love of this dunya into your hearts, and you will lose the akhirah. And in this world you are going to live for a short while, but in the akhirah you are going to live perpetually, forever and ever and ever. Choose where you want your losses. Further, the hadith says that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and who loves his akhirah does harm to his worldly interests, because you have to sit and make zikr, because you have to sit and read Quran, because you have to sit and make durood, because you have to go to the masjid to read namaz with jama'ah. My business is going to lose so much. Somebody is going to attack my family. I am not going to get food. Not this, not this, not that, not that. My dear respected friends, remember, no pain, no gain. No sacrifices, no dedication, no result. You have to sacrifice your dunya for the akhirah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam finishes of the hadith by saying, give preference to what is everlasting over that which is short-lived. Have you got the advice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? World is short-lived, akhirah is everlasting. Give preference to the hereafter. Turn to Allah. Become bayat, make his zikr, and you will find your lives change. You will begin to love the sunnah. You will begin to practice on the sunnah, and you will become the love of Allah. And if Allah become your beloved, my dear respected friends, wallahi al-azim, you don't need nobody and nothing in the dunya. Allah will lay the red carpet for you, like Allah had opened up the sea for Musa alayhi salam, and the Jews, the Bani Israel, to cross and save them from the tyrant of Fir'aun. We are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his most beloved Nabi, the most beloved creation of Allah. We are his followers. Allah will look at us with an even more kinder eye and mercies. But we have to turn to Allah. If we become Allah's, Allah will become ours. Like the story of Musa alayhi salam, He was grazing his sheep one day, and whilst grazing his sheep, sleep was overtaking him. He could not stay awake, and now he was afraid that if I don't look after my sheep and I go and sleep, the wolf will come and eat my sheep up. What to do now? Sleep overtaking, falling asleep on the steering wheel and making an accident, killing many people. Musa alayhi salam looked at the heaven and told Allah, I cannot control myself, sleep is overtaking me, I'm sleeping, I'm leaving it in your responsibility to look after my sheep. He went to sleep. When Musa alayhi salam got up, in amazement he saw that the wolf is standing with his stick and looking after the sheep. The same wolf that wanted to eat the sheep is now looking after the sheep. Musa alayhi salam said, what is this now? A wolf looking after my sheep. He looked at Allah and asked Allah, what is this? Allah say, become mine, I will become yours. Become mine, I will become yours. Become mine, I will become yours. Become bayat and make the zikr, you will become Allah, Allah will become yours. Turn away, Allah won't become yours. Come, what is your verdict, judges? Do you want to become bayah or not? Do you want to start zikr or not? Onus is yours. You're doing me no favor, putting no feather in my cap. You are only helping yourself, and we are here to help you. My dear respected friends, you all know I got two wives, right? I got an Indian, I got a white. The white was a Christian before. She always tells me that in the church, you have to give 1/10 of your salary every month to the church. I'm deciding also to charge 1/10 now. When you charge them, they do something. You don't charge them, you give them free, they do nothing. So when can we start with the 1/10? Because people value things that got monetary value to it. Free things nobody wants it. It's free payment. So bayat is free, zikr is free, getting to Allah is free, nobody interested in it. Charge them, maybe they get there. My dear respected friends, now last ayat, because we're getting on to time now. Shaitan is our pally. We got him here on the right. We pet him every day. We listen to what he says. His instincts we follow. Why? Allah tells us in the Quran, what does Allah say? لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْكِ الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah is speaking about your heart here. Allah is speaking about shaitan here. And Allah is warning us and telling us that soon shaitan will make it that he will cast trials and thoughts to those whose hearts have diseases and those whose hearts are hard. Hard like stone, my dear respected friends. Now Allah speaks of two things here. Disease in your heart, your heart being hard, and both of these things, if you possess them, which I'm sure 100% nobody here possesses those two things. Everybody got soft hearts here, like sponge. Because they are never wrong, they never find a fault, they are always right, they are never wrong. So everybody's hearts are soft. People that have diseased hearts and whose hearts are hard, shaitan will put evil thoughts into your mind. He will make you do evil things. Judges, do you want that? Nah, take it, man, it's free. Shaitan is your pally, listen to him. Then Allah ends the ayat by saying, وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. Allahu Akbar. And most certainly the resentment and the hatred of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be among those that are wrongdoers. That also don't bring fear in our hearts, that Allah's resentment will come on to us. Allah's fear we don't have any longer. We don't bother what is going to happen to us as long as our belly, shaitan, is happy. come, we got to fight shaitan. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, إِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَنَسَ إِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَنَسَ إِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَنَسَ. When you make the zikr of Allah, shaitan moves away. وَإِذَا غَفَلَ دَنَسَ. And when you become unmindful, shaitan puts evil influences into your minds. Have you got the hadith now, all of you? Now what do you want? Effects of shaitan, or you want to be saved from it? Choice is yours. Make the zikr of Allah. The zikr, believe me, is a long, long journey. It is not a short journey, my dear respected friends. It is a long journey. We expect that for 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, we make the zikr of Allah, our hearts must be purified. Forget it. It is this heart that we got to work on by becoming bayat and making zikr. And if it is this heart that is corrected, all amals are corrected. And it is this very same heart that Allah warns us about it on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. It is not your wealth and your children that will avail you on the day of Qiyamah. It is only that hearts that come purified. What? Purified hearts. What? Purified hearts. How do you purify that hearts? With caustic soda, with chemicals. Forget it. Become bayat and take the name of Allah, purified. And this heart has got eyes in it that can see images. And that is the heart that sees the marifat of Allah. That when you worship Allah, you see Him with these eyes. But they are dirty. They are soiled. We cannot see Allah. Clean it. Polish it. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest polish for the heart is the remembrance of Allah. Run away, go. Who are you doing a favor? My dear respected friends, this work of Khanka, we play it with the rules and regulations. We are not yet to accumulate murids, like all the other sheikhs they do. One of my conditions of bayat is, we are bayat to a sheikh, and a sheikh is alive. Please don't attempt to become bayat. Your bayat from the beginning is nullified. For we follow the teachings and instruction of our spiritual mentor, the Sheikh Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh. For what he has been sent by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are trying to fulfill that. And he says that a woman cannot have two husbands. I wonder if she has two and three husbands, whose child it is going to be. I don't know. You be the judge, you are judges as it is. So we don't make people bayat that are bayat with other sheikhs. Because we are not here together. We are here to service you. We will give you after sale service. Every month we have programs. The brothers come from Johannesburg here solely for your upliftment. Every single month. In the first week of the month, there's a Shab Guzari program on the first Saturday in Johannesburg. In the second week it is in Cape Town. In the third week it is in Port Elizabeth. In the last week of the month it is in Durban. We believe in after sale services. To look after you, that you promote yourself and get to Allah. Not that you become bayat, we dump you and put you on the one side. We look after you. We have a 24 hour hotline. SMSs, email, BB servers, I don't know how many servers.